Education, creator of Edutopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org.
88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. This is Morning Edition, and WCVE news analyst Jeff Shapiro and Richmond Times-Dispatch columnist joins us now from the Times-Dispatch for his regular Friday morning analysis of the Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Well, the General Assembly adjourned last Saturday, went home without passing a state budget for the two-year biennium beginning on July 1st. As we anticipated in our discussion last week, and of course the big sticking point is the proposal of Governor McAuliffe and Senate Democrats to expand Medicaid in the state. And the proponents of both sides, proponents and opponents, I guess I should say, of both sides of the issue have been beating the bushes since the adjournment.
Yes, so the assembly ends and it is about to begin again. Governor McAuliffe saying that he will call legislators back to Richmond on the 24th of March. He is anticipating that they will be at work for about 3 weeks. This issue could go on for some time, as some of us joke, pace yourself and wear sensible shoes. Since the adjournment a week ago Saturday, both sides have been in full campaign mode over this health care fix. Now, the governor has made a number of appearances around the state at hospitals. Hospitals stand to gain a great deal of money under this program, this extension of Obamacare. And the governor, at one of his stops, of course, we know he's given to hyperbole. Down in Portsmouth, he said that unless this program is enacted and additional dollars flow to clinics such as the one that he was visiting in Portsmouth, that health care will be less available, that places will shut down. As he put it, people will die. At the heart of this is near term, over the next 4 years, nearly $7 billion in federal Medicaid dollars that the government is making available to provide health care under the ACA, shorthand, Obamacare. Of course, the Democrats and the governor, for the most part, are rallying around a Republican-written initiative that's come out of the Senate. Walter Stosch, John Watkins, Emmett Hanger, moderate Republicans, they are proposing creating a private marketplace and that individuals who are employed could subsidize the purchase of private insurance with these Medicaid dollars. Now, again, back to the theater of all this in Colonial Heights earlier this week, the home of Majority Leader Kirk Cox. Cox and other Republicans attack this Medicaid finance fix is essentially a threat to the economy, to job creation. The Republicans are arguing that facts, time, and public opinion are ultimately on their side. Now, what they would like to see done near term is have this initiative peeled out of the budget. Of course, that's the principal source of leverage for the supporters of this initiative. And if this sounds familiar, it should. It recalls that big tax fight back in 2004 between Mark Warner and the Republican legislature, specifically the Republican House. I would commend to your attention a story by my colleague Michael Martz in today's paper on page A1, suggesting that a fight 16 years ago between Jim Gilmore and the legislature over using federal dollars to support expanded health care for children resulted in a private remedy, essentially a Medicaid lookalike, but one that relied entirely on the private marketplace. And one last note, there are additional lobbyists joining this fight on the pro-fix side. That includes three former aides to Bob McDonnell, Thelma Drake, Janet Polaric Kelly, and Matt Cobb.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in Washington, on the floor of the U.S. Senate, there was kind of an all-night marathon. Don't guess you'd call it a debate exactly, over climate change. And Virginia's two Democratic U.S. senators took a different approach, not necessarily a different point of view, but as far as participating in that marathon.
Yes, Tim Kaine, the junior senator, a Democrat, was among those staying up all night. This was intended to, as you say, spotlight climate change. That big issue. We saw how that was a factor in the 2013 election. Ken Cuccinelli versus Terry McAuliffe, with Tom Steyer, the green billionaire, pumping millions in television ads to concentrate public attention on this this issue. Perhaps more significant about that all-nighter was who didn't participate. It was Mark Warner, a Democrat, the senior Democrat from Virginia. He's running for re-election. He knows, of course, that climate change is a very sensitive issue in the Southwest Virginia coal fields. Now, he won out there as a candidate for governor and Senate, and he hopes to do so again. Now, he's not entirely hostile to the idea of some type of climate change fix. He's hanging out with some energy state senators, trying to come up with some ideas as well. But clearly, Warner is trying to deny a talking point for his presumed Republican nominee, Ed Gillespie.
Last week, we discussed how Richmond Mayor Dwight Jones, who is Governor McAuliffe's choice to be the chairman of the state Democratic Party, was running into some opposition within the party over his past views on gay marriage. But within the past week, that opposition seems to have evaporated. He now apparently will be elected this weekend without any opposition or much fuss about it.
Yes, and in pushing back against Jones's candidacy was, in effect, pushing back against the titular head of the party. That's Governor McAuliffe. You say past views. Mayor Jones says his position on same-sex marriage is evolving. He opposes it as a Baptist minister. It is not unusual within some of the more conservative denominations that there is continuing resistance to same-sex marriage. This first emerged as a talking point in the 8th District Democratic Congressional Contest. There are 11 candidates up there, two of whom are openly gay, and one of them, Mark Sickles, has since resigned the race, quit the race. But the point there was that it was inappropriate for the principal spokesman of the party to be publicly hostile to same-sex marriage, given the rapid evolution of Virginians' views on this issue, majority apparently in support, and, of course, that federal court decision disrupting Virginia's 2006 voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just mention briefly, not all of the opposition has gone away. The Richmond Free Press editorially this week opposed Jones's selection.
Freedom of the press is reserved for those who own the presses.
All right. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who analyzes Virginia political news for us every Friday morning at this time. Jeff, talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend.
88.9 WCVE.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. In Egypt, there's one thing.